The EU agreed to send 120,000 refugees to different member countries. Several nations voted against the deal, but it passed with backing from France and Germany.
And Robin, as we've heard, many migrants want very badly to get to Germany, where they expect to find jobs. But what kind of jobs will they find? Matthias Meyer is with Bertelsmann Stiftung. It's a nonprofit in Germany that focuses on corporate social responsibility. Matthias, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is the job market in Germany as good as refugees think it is?
Yeah, the job market in Germany is very solid right now. We have fairly low unemployment, and there are even labor shortages in certain sectors. But one thing that is very important to stress is that refugees should be accepted to Germany not because of their qualifications, but they should be accepted on humanitarian grounds only. And basically enabling refugees to join or to integrate into the labor market is basically a second step after they have been accepted for humanitarian grounds.
And they will have to integrate into the labor market if they're to stay there for any length of time. So where are the job opportunities for the migrants coming to Germany?
Well, the labor market in Germany, there are certain professions and regions where there are labor shortages. Natural scientists, mathematicians, engineers, doctors, or persons working in information technology. But also it concerns medium-level qualifications. So very importantly, nursing for the sick or care of the elderly or electrical engineering.
Mm. And Germany has a problem, for instance, caring for the elderly. That's a real demand.
Yeah, it's a massive demand in Germany, and we really expect it to grow significantly in the years to come, because the demographic development in Germany is quite different from the one projected for the U.S., I believe. In Germany, the birth rate is really low, so the labor force potential in Germany is shrinking rapidly. So there are forecasts, for instance, that today the labor force potential in Germany is 45 million, and in 2050 it is projected to decline by 16 million to 29 million. So this is a massive decline, but this forecast is without immigration and constant labor force participation rates. But even though, of course, we need to increase the labor force participation rates for the people that are already in Germany, but this will not be enough. So also a study shows that even if there are extreme assumptions on the increase of the labor force participation rates of people who are already in Germany, there can be only 4.4 million additional persons. So compared to the shrinkage of 16 million, this is not much. So immigration will be one important path to reduce the strain on the German labor market.
Well, what have you noticed about the reaction of German companies? Are they willing to hire these immigrants, and how hard is it for them to do so?
Yeah, there has been, I think, a very, very positive response from the employers, but this is not all that easy, because even they're legally allowed to work, there's often a problem with the qualification. So it is, even though they have some qualifications, it's not that many that have this really high level or high-end qualifications that might be in demand. And there's also a problem of recognizing these qualifications, because most of the refugees, especially the ones that come from conflict areas, they don't have a formal certificate. So even though they might have been working as an engineer in Syria for a while, they don't have a certificate saying that they did or that they have some vocational training. So this makes recognition in Germany more difficult, because in Germany, people look a lot at the actual certificate.
It's been very clear lately that Europe is in the middle of a slowdown. Clearly, Germany has perhaps the strongest economy in Europe. But anytime you have this conversation about migrants coming to work in a foreign country, there is some concern that they will take the jobs of other people. How have German citizens responded? Is there some concern that they'll be out of a job because of the migrants coming?
Yeah, that's a very important question. German labor market is extremely solid. So unemployment is fairly low right now. So I think it's
4.7%.
Exactly. So this is quite good for Germany. But of course, there are still quite a few unemployed in Germany with maybe lesser qualification. And some of the refugees have qualifications, okay, but most of them don't. So it's more likely that the refugees or asylum seekers will maybe in some way be in competition with German people or people who have immigrant background, who are already in Germany with lesser qualifications.
And of course, as time goes on and the economic conditions potentially change in Germany and across Europe, that sentiment may change. Matthias Meyer with Bertelsmann Stiftung, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.